Ground has been broken at the location of a new economic development facility in Yellowknife. A Métis fiddler and a traditional feast marked a ceremonial groundbreaking in Cam Lake in Yellowknife on Wednesday, which kicked off construction of the North Slave Métis Alliance's NSMA. New François Beaulieu II Economic Development Facility. The groundbreaking was ceremonial as the foundation for the building has already been laid. The NSMA is setting itself up for success as it prepares for the reduction in contracts, employment and revenue that will come with the planned closure of the diamond mines, said NSMA President Mark Whitford. This multi-purpose facility will enable the NSMA to transition towards environmental and remediation work. The facility will also enhance capacity for future business involvement with nation-building infrastructure projects, critical minerals, and defense. This is about creating benefits for current and future generations of the NSMA. Management of the construction of the facility has been contracted out to NSMA's business development corporation Metcor Inc., which Whitford also serves as president. The energy-efficient building was designed by architect Vince Barter of Narrative Architects. The project is being advised by David Connolly of Ile Royale Enterprises and Brian Baggs of Horizon Builders is leading the construction. When finished, the new building will serve as the headquarters of the NSMA as it transitions towards the remediation economy and new critical minerals projects. It will offer environmental services which previously needed to be contracted to southern businesses and will feature a lab, offices, garage bays, accommodations, equipment storage, a kitchen, and meeting areas. The facility is expected to be open in the summer of 2026. The François Beaulieu II facility reflects the kind of vision and leadership that will shape the next chapter of the Northwest Territories economy, said Industry, Tourism and Investment Minister Caitlin Cleveland. This groundbreaking is more than the start of construction, it signals momentum toward a new northern economy, one built in partnership with Indigenous governments and grounded in reconciliation, sustainability, and shared opportunity. As the world turns its attention to critical minerals, energy security, and nation-building infrastructure, projects like this remind us that the solutions are already here, and they're being led by Northerners. I'm honored to celebrate this important milestone with the North Slave Métis Alliance. Known as the founding father of Northwest Territories Métis, François Beaulieu was born in 1771 and lived until 1872. He was a prominent Arctic guide and interpreter in the colonial exploration of the what came to be known as the Northwest Territories. According to French author Émile Petitot, he is recorded as working as an interpreter for Sir John Franklin in 1825. He also was chief of the Yellowknives Dene during a period of violence in the area, succeeding his brother-in-law Akaicho. Raised in a traditional way of life, he was married to three women until he converted to Catholicism in 1848 and put away two of them, though he continued to care for them after parting. Petitot also wrote that Beaulieu was still a prominent and independent hunter at age 85 in the Salt River area. A monument to his memory was established in Fort Smith in the year 2000.